cliffcentral.com.
I want to talk a little bit about something that I read a while ago, and I don't know a lot about this, so I thought we'd speak to the guy who's in charge of the business that's trying to make it possible for more of us to access ozone therapy. And this is something I really don't know a lot about. I know a little bit about ozone, but we've got to talk to the people who are expert in the field. Ozone Elite is the business that we're going to talk about, of Windsor Health, and we're going to talk to the managing director there. His name is Paul Honeyford. Hey, Paul, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Gareth. Are you well?
Yeah, well, I mean, according to what I've read, you could make me even more well.
Absolutely. There's no question about that. There's no question. It's what we've been doing for 23 years now, Gareth.
All right. Now, I remember 23 years ago, ozone was a big issue in the world because we had a big hole in the ozone layer and it was letting through UV radiation. And it was, people are terrified. And, you know, chlorofluorocarbons in our deodorant and hairspray, which was a big thing in the 80s, and that was killing the ozone layer. Ozone is 3 oxygen atoms in a molecule.
It is. Well, of course, we remember from school that oxygen is O2.
Right.
Well, ozone is O3. It's oxygen with an extra O1 molecule. So in other words, it's a super form of oxygen, activated oxygen, more commonly known as medical ozone, Gareth.
All right. So ozone, as I understand it, chemically is a very unique molecule. It does some very strange things. And one of the reasons it exists in a very thin layer above the Earth is because it's quite reactive. And it gets split into oxygen very easily, right? The O3 molecule is not particularly stable. And apparently it smells almost like an electric fire.
Yes, it does.
It does. Is that true?
Yes, it's that sweet smell in the air after a thunderstorm. You know, when we've had a massive thunderstorm, because when the lightning strikes, that's called corona discharge. Yeah. Corona is not a good word to be using at the moment, but it's called corona discharge. When the lightning strikes, it splits the O2 molecule into O1s. The O1 is unstable. It's naturally attracted in nature to an O2. So the O1 grabs the O2 and becomes O3. Now, that in itself is not that difficult to do. By the way, Gareth, that's why you sleep better after a thunderstorm. There's more oxygen in the air. We're very low in oxygen at a cellular level in our bodies. It's why we get sick so often. And obviously, if there's more oxygen in the air, the body relaxes, you sleep better. Now, it's also the smell you get when you walk down the beach, because what happens is when the waves crash against the shore, they crash against the rocks, it also splits the O2 and forms O3. Now, as I said, that's not in itself difficult to do. Every electric motor on the planet will do that for you. But what we're doing is, and what makes us unique, is that we're producing a medical dose of ozone. It's very specifically 0.06 parts per million. And that simply means you can breathe the stuff. Because in high doses, ozone can irritate the lungs, for instance.
Sure.
So we have to be very careful. And we're producing a very specific medical dose at 0.06 parts per million. So you can breathe it. When we started developing this tech, and we are number one in medical ozone in Africa now, we're one of only 4 companies in the world who are certified to produce a medical dose of ozone. So you can breathe it, and with our system, it can be absorbed through the skin. You can bubble it through water and drink it.
Okay, so a lot of people would say, this idea of having just more oxygen around, I mean, there's been oxygen therapy for a long time, and there isn't that much medical science to back up the fact that if you just go and breathe in high concentrations of oxygen, it's going to make that much of a difference, or am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's obviously oxygen is important. I mean, I always say, God forbid you're in a car accident. When the ambulance arrives, what's the first thing they give you?
Yeah.
Oxygen. Why? Why don't they give you a Panado? They give you oxygen because they know if they can raise the oxygen saturation in your body will start to heal. Now, the difference between O2 and O3 is that O3 does some wonderful things in the body. First of all, it attaches to the red corpuscle, so we're boosting the oxygen saturation. But importantly, it's attaching to the white corpuscles, and this is your immune system.
Right.
So we're doing 2 things with our technology. We're raising the oxygen saturation at a cellular level, but we're also boosting the immune system. Of course, your immune system is your defense.
And in the normal atmosphere, O3 does turn into O2 anyway. So as you say, it's a source for more oxygen. Now, what is your company's origin? I mean, tell me about where you guys started. And you said it's been 23 years. So give me a little timeline of where you've been.
Well, we've been in business now in South Africa for 33 years. We're actually based in Goodwood in Cape Town, but we've got 9 branches throughout South Africa. And 22 years ago, we started developing this technology because there was a demand for a medical dose of ozone because, you know, the capsule ozone treatment has been around for a while, but that's a higher dose. You know, they put you in a capsule, they put a towel around your neck, and it's called an ozone sauna. And that is then going in transdermally through the skin. You can't breathe that stuff because, as I said, it's a slightly higher dose, and that would irritate the lung tissue. So what we did was we developed technology 22 years ago, and really it's developed over the years as well. You can imagine we haven't stood still for 22 years. We've been developing this technology the whole time. For instance, 22 years ago, you had to attach an oxygen bottle to our ozone generator, whereas now we're extracting the oxygen from the air we breathe, and we're converting that into O3 inside our generator. And the important thing was that, you know, the capsules, it's a massive piece of equipment. It takes up quite a lot of space. There are hyperbaric oxygen tanks as well, which also are huge, very, very expensive. Ours is a portable system. It can be used around the home, and it's safe for the entire family. For instance, you wouldn't put a baby in a capsule, whereas we always say with our technology, from fetus to grave and everybody in between can use our technology. It's perfectly safe. You can breathe it, you can bubble it through water and drink it, and it can be absorbed through the skin. And that's important as well, Gareth, because what we're doing is we're introducing the oxygen into your body in 3 distinctly different ways.
Now, how much does this all cost? Because it can't be cheap to make huge quantities of ozone.
Yeah, well, look, the normal retail price for our entire system is 24,000 rand. And then we do a whole bunch of optional extras. We offer a lifetime warranty, for instance, on the motor, because we are the manufacturer. You're dealing with the manufacturer, and we issue a lifetime South African lifetime warranty on the motor, but that's normally an optional extra. And then we do things like aromatherapy oils, which kind of complements what we do if you use our system in the bath, and we do a water purification pack. And those are all optional extras. Those are normally about 5,300 rand for the optional extras.
And you really don't have much to lose here. I mean, it's not going to poison the system at any high concentration, and people can't overdose or, you know, have some kind of can it cause trouble?
You know, well, that's such an important point that you make. And yeah, as I said, we're producing a medical dose. So no, you can't overdose on medical ozone. It's not possible. It's 0.06 parts per million. And of course, your body is very, very low in oxygen. You know, we've actually done, we've done that research. If you plot on a graph the drop in oxygenation of the planet over the past 30 to 40 years, and you plot that against the increase in chronic illness, they're in direct proportion. As one has dropped, one's gone up. So we're low in oxygen. We know that. I mean, when I was a kid, I'm a little bit older than you, Gareth, as you know, but when I was
I wasn't going to say anything, but yeah.
when I was a kid, Gareth, we couldn't spell the word diabetes. I'm not saying it wasn't around. It just wasn't as prevalent as it is today. Cancer was exceptionally rare. Today it's epidemic. Heart disease is epidemic. So it tells you that something is wrong somewhere. And we know what it is. It's, you know, you need an abundance of oxygen at a cellular level for the body to heal itself and prevent illness. And that's really what we do. People say to me, but you make this sound like a miracle cure. It really isn't. All we're doing is providing the human body the level of oxygen it's demanding, and the body does the rest.
Okay, but the amount of oxygen in the atmosphere has not decreased. I mean, we've got more of it.
Yes.
But minuscule amounts, and it goes up and down because there are plants producing oxygen all the time, and we're producing CO2, and a lot of that also produces oxygen as a part of certain industrial processes. If there were more oxygen in the atmosphere, everything would catch fire, right?
Well, yeah, oxygen is flammable, whereas ozone is not. But the oxygen saturation in the air we breathe has dropped over the last 30 to 40 years. Yes, as you say, it's not a dramatic decrease, but there's been a decrease. And obviously our lifestyles contribute to illness as well. So we have to do whatever we can to stay healthy. And if we can provide...
Sorry to interrupt you. Can you give me some examples of where people have said to you, you know, this has just dramatically improved my life, and in what ways? Because for many people, you know, there are a lot of things on the shelf these days. We go into pharmacies and we see all kinds of oils and ointments and cures and drops and things that people try. And some of them work for some people and don't work for others. Some of them are, you know, psychosomatic, you know, so there's some element of this that people convince themselves is helping them. I mean, I know people who, for example, like Sia, who you can see on this call now, Sia over there, he believes in moisturizing. Like you can't, you've never seen anyone use so much moisturizer in your life. Look, he does have a great skin, but I think he's probably wasting thousands of rands every single month on his moisturizing. Have you got some interesting testimonials from people about how it's helped them?
We've got thousands of them, and on our website they're there. I mean, I can send you a testimonial, for instance, from a lady by the name of Bev. Just as a simple example, and talking about skin, you mentioned Sia with his moisturizer. You know, this lady, Bev, she had struggled with eczema for 50 years of her life. She's 57 years of age. And so you can imagine she's been through the mill. Yeah. She's had the cortisone creams and the steroidal creams and all kinds of good stuff. And nothing was working because, you know, cortisone doesn't get rid of bacterial infection. And at a cellular level, eczema is bacterial in nature. Now, right. Cortisone doesn't kill bacteria. However, ozone does kill bacteria, germs and viruses in the air and in the human body. So, yeah, she invested in our technology. And a week later, she phoned me and she said, but she's not sure about this. Now, it's really, her eczema is very much the same as it was before. And I said, you know what? You've had eczema for 50 years of your life. Give us a chance. 2 weeks after that, she sent me a voice note, a testimonial, saying it had completely cleared up and gone away completely. And of course, it doesn't come back. And there's a reason for that. We're treating eczema in two ways. We're treating it at the blood flow at the epidermis. We're also treating it topically on the skin. Now, we know that ozone kills bacteria. Bacteria cannot exist with ozone. It kills it on contact. It is 3,000 times stronger than chlorine at killing bacteria. So you can imagine if you can... let me ask you another question. Have you ever heard of heart cancer, Gareth? Cancer of the heart? No, you haven't.
It doesn't exist.
So why can't you get cancer of the heart? Well, it's simple. The heart is the one organ in the body that is constantly saturated in high oxygenated blood. The blood in the heart is very highly concentrated with oxygen. So if we can provide the whole body and all the organs in the body with the same level of oxygen as the heart, it stands to reason that we can attempt to prevent cancer, for instance. And we've known that since 1932. And I'm not saying to you that we cure cancer. We don't. There are several ways you can cure cancer, and the oncologists are very good at that. But can we prevent it? Well, we've known since 1932, because of the work of Dr. Otto Warburg, a brilliant German scientist, that cancer is an anaerobic cell. It doesn't like oxygen at all. So once again, if we can give every organ in the body the same level of oxygen as the heart, we can help prevent cancer, and we can certainly help people who have had cancer and want to stay in remission, obviously, and we can help people recover from treatments like chemo and radiation and those kind of things. But yes, on our website, lots and lots of testimonials from doctors and GPs who are using ozone therapy now because they're a bit tired of dishing out pharmaceuticals.
I don't see a reason why this shouldn't be tried. I mean, it sounds to me like it's really interesting. I've learned a lot from this conversation, and I think it's got me curious. So I think there are probably other people who also feel a little bit curious about it. So where can we find out more, and where can we get your information, and how can we talk to you?
Well, look, our website is a mine of information, and as I say, there are lots of testimonials on there as well. It's www.windsorhealth, that's W-I-N-D-S-O-R, health, all one word, .co.za. Mm-hmm. But also, we're going to do a Cliff Central special offer for 10 of our listeners. We're going to offer them a 6,000 Rand discount on the entire system. So in other words, instead of that 24,000 Rand that I mentioned earlier, they would pay just 17,999. And for those first 10 listeners, I will then include all of those optional extras worth 5,300 Rand. And you know, we always say, Gareth, our product is an investment in your number one asset, your health. All you right. can have all the money in the world, and if you don't have your health, you've got nothing, I promise you. So they can send me an SMS or a WhatsApp, 071-452-0308, and I will deliver those 10 personally and explain everything in detail and chat to them about what illnesses they're struggling with and how we can help. Thank you, Gareth. It's been a privilege. Thank you.
There we go.
Have a super day.
There's Paul Honeyford. And if you want to find out more, go along to windsorhealth.co.za and you can find out more. CliffCentral.com.